Interactions 1 Reading, 4th Edition, by Elaine Kern and Pamela Hartman. Copyright 2002 by McGraw-Hill Contemporary. Chapter 1. School Life Around the World. Part 1. International Students.
All around the world, there are international students at institutions of higher learning. The definition of an international student is a post-secondary student from another country. The meaning of post-secondary is after high school. Another phrase for international students is foreign students. The word foreign means of a different country or culture. Even so, some people don't like the word foreign, so they use the phrase international students. For institution of higher learning, they usually say university, college, or school. International students leave their home countries and go to school abroad. One meaning of the word abroad is in a foreign place. By far, the country with the most students from abroad is the United States. Canada, Great Britain, and some European countries also have a lot of students from other countries. But more and more, students from around the world attend colleges and universities in the developing nations of Latin America, Asia, and Africa. Developing nations don't yet have a high level of industrialization or technology. Why do high school and college graduates go to colleges and universities far from their homes? Undergraduates are post-secondary students without college degrees. Often, undergraduates want the experience of life in new cultures. Maybe they want to learn another language well, in school and in real life. Many older students want degrees in business, engineering, or technology. These subjects are not always available in their home countries. Some governments and companies send their best graduate students and workers to other countries for new knowledge and skills. And some students from expensive private schools at home save money through study abroad, especially in developing nations. Why do institutions of higher learning want international students? Of course, students from other countries and cultures bring internationalism to the classroom or campus. They bring different languages, customs, ideas, and opinions from many places around the world. Usually, they study hard. Also, educational institutions need money. Tuition is the fee or charge for instruction, and private schools everywhere charge high tuition. One definition of citizens and immigrants is legal members of a nation or country. International students are not citizens or immigrants, so they pay full tuition and fees to state or government schools. And all students away from home spend money for housing, food, recreation, and other things. For these reasons, many schools and groups of schools want students from other countries. For various reasons, many high school and college graduates want or need to study abroad. For other reasons, many nations want or need students from other countries and cultures on their college and university campuses.
Part 2. College Life Around the World.
Similarities in Student Life. At colleges and universities around the world, students from other places live in student housing, apartments, or the private homes of other people. They walk to school or get there by bicycle or by car or with public transportation like the bus or subway. They take courses and attend classes. They study and take quizzes or tests or exams. They complete requirements. After years of study, they get certificates or college degrees. Outside school, they have other interests and family or social lives. In some ways, life on the campuses of institutions of higher learning is the same everywhere in the world. systems of higher education. Maybe student life is similar, but the system of higher education differs in countries around the world. For example, in the United States, post-secondary students can live at home and go to community colleges for 2 years or more. Or they can choose 4-year state or private colleges or universities. They can get financial aid, like scholarships, grants, or loans. With undergraduate degrees, they can attend graduate school. The system is different in some countries of Asia or the Middle East, like Iran. There, students take an exit exam in their last year of high school. The people with the highest scores attend the best universities in the country. Other students can go to other kinds of colleges or get jobs. There is another system in Germany. In that country, most graduates of academic high schools go to public universities or technical colleges. These schools don't charge high tuition or educational fees, and students can stay in school for many years. Differences in teaching and learning styles. But not only the system of higher education can vary. Teaching and learning methods and styles differ in various cultures at different colleges and universities and in individual courses. For example, the atmosphere in many classrooms is very formal. Students use titles for their instructors like Professor Smith, Mrs. Jones, and so on. Some teachers wear business clothes and give academic lectures. Other classrooms have an informal atmosphere. Instructors dress casually, and students use their first names. In this relaxed atmosphere, class members work together in groups. They give their opinions and talk about their ideas. Some teachers always follow a course plan or the textbook. They give a lot of assignments. They give points, scores, or grades for homework. In their courses, students take many quizzes, tests, and exams. All over the world, there are teaching and learning differences. Campus facilities and services. And what about the facilities and services available to students at college and university campuses around the world? At many institutions of higher learning, resources for learning and recreation are available to students. At libraries, they can read and study books and other materials. At learning resource centers, they can often work on computers. And people can buy books, supplies, and other things at campus stores. Also, learners can get advice from counselors and individual help with their courses from tutors. And at some schools, not all students go to the campus. They take internet courses by computer, see and hear lectures on television, or use other kinds of distance learning.